Blog Talk Radio.
To get something you never had, to bring balance to your life, to change your interactions, to be re-energized mentally, to have a positive influence on your daily choices. Bring back the hippie in that sweet surprise of life. Be able to relate to your own, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's dreaming, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's with a youthful spirit, maintaining an energetic mental state at all times, always moving, always focused on the journey. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your show, My Soul, Redefining Aging Lifestyle. And let's get it, BBGs.
Fisk University was in dire straits at the turn of the 1870s. The building that the school had used since opening in 1866 was in need of major repair. Teachers were severely underpaid, and the food supply for students was dwindling in an attempt to raise necessary funds. A group of student singers under the direction of treasurer, the school treasurer, and music instructor George L. White came together to perform during a benefit concert tour of the Midwest. Although they started the tour on October 8, 1871, with only $1 of institution money, they returned 7 months later with $20,000, enough to pay the school's debts and purchase Fort Gillen, the site of the current university. Good afternoon or evening. I welcome you each and every one of you. Today is February 19th, 2015, and you're listening to My Soul, where we are redefining aging and lifestyles. My name is Free, the poet, and I am, and we are, the Baby Boomer Generation, otherwise known as BBGs. We're aging to live. Hear us roar. The music, again, was Fisk University Jubilee Singers. This evening, we continue to offer awareness in the form of personal power, knowledge. We begin the year with a month of focusing on rebalancing as it applies to our lifestyles. And so today we're focusing in this month on history in the narrative form. Feel free to contact me anytime at Twitter at Boomer Free or www.blogtalkradio.com/mysoul, where you may also find my website information in the top right-hand corner right under the tag. Also, listeners, please feel free to call in at any time at 347-637-3466. Again, that number is 347-637-3466. Again, I am Free, your host, and welcome. The menu this evening, turkey burgers, wild rice and broccoli paired with a cup of green tea. As I said before, the music you heard was Fisk University Jubilee Singers, and tonight we continue with history in the form of gospel music, its origins. And this article, again, was taken from a traditional gospel music and its origin located in the Wikipedia. The origins and development. The origins of gospel music are during American slavery, when enslaved Africans were introduced to the Christian religion and converted in large numbers. Now, remnants of different Asian cultures were combined with Western Christianity, with one result being the emergence of the spiritual. Jubilee songs and sorrow songs were two types of spirituals that emerged during the 18th and 19th century. Some spirituals were also used to pass on hidden messages. For example, when Harriet Tubman was nearby, slaves would sing, "Go down, Moses," to signify that a deliverer was nearby. At this time, the term gospel songs referred to evangelical hymns sung by Protestant, Congregational, and Methodist Christians, especially those with a missionary theme. Gospel composers included writers like Ira D. Sankey and Mason Lowry and Charles B. Tennell. Hymns, Protestant gospel songs, and spirituals make up the basic source of modern black gospel. During slavery and afterwards, workers were allowed to sing songs during their working time. This was the case when they had to coordinate their efforts for hauling a falling tree or any heavy load. For example, prisoners used to sing chain gang songs when they worked on the road or some construction, but some drivers also allowed slaves to sing quiet songs if they were not apparently against slaveholders. Such songs would be sung either by only one or by several slaves, and they were used for expressing personal feelings and for cheering one another. Now, the Underground Railroad helped slaves to run to a free country. A fugitive could use different ways. First, they had to walk at night using hand lights and moonlight. When they needed, they walked, waded in the water, so the dogs could not smell their tracks. Second, they jumped into a chariot where they could hide and ride away. These chariots stopped at some stations, but this word could mean any place where slaves had to go for being taken in charge. So Negro spirituals like Wade in the Water, The Gospel Train, and Swing Low, Sweet Chariot directly refer to the Underground Railroad. Now, what most African Americans would identify today as gospel began in the early 20th century. The gospel music that Thomas A. Dorsey, Sally Martin, Willie Mae Ford, Smith Hand, other pioneers popularized has had its roots in the blues as well as in the more free-willing forms of religious devotion of sanctified or holiness churches, sometimes called holy rollers by other denominations, who encourage individual church members to testify, speaking or singing simultaneously about their faith and experience of the Holy Ghost and getting happy, sometimes while dancing in celebration. In the 1920s, sanctified artists such as Arizona Dreams, many of whom were also traveling preachers, started making records in a style that melded traditional religious themes with barrel house blues and boogie-woogie techniques. and brought jazz instruments such as drums and horns into the church. One of these greats was Sister Rosetta Thorpe. Sister Rosetta Thorpe was a personal favorite and friend of my mother's, my mother Elizabeth Reed. Sister Rosetta Thorpe was an American singer, songwriter, guitarist, and recording artist. She was a pioneer of 20th century music. Sister Rosetta Thorpe attained great popularity in the 1930s and the 1940s with her gospel recordings that were a unique mixture of spiritual lyrics and rhythmic early rock accompaniment. She became gospel music's first crossover artist and its first great recording star. She was referred to later as the original soul sister. She was an early influence on figures such as Little Richard, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, and Jerry Lee Lewis. Now, Sister Rosetta Thorpe and my mom hung out together sometimes, and sometimes she would visit my mom's house to rest and tidy up for a show. My mom, Mary Elizabeth Redfern Reed, Alexander Reed, and her other girlfriends were also like groupies when it came to Sister Rosetta Thorpe. It seems that this was about the time that she did, Sister Rosetta Thorpe did a crossover to Big Band due to frustration with her husband and other men in her life who had introduced her to pain and hurt. Now, Tommy Dorsey stretched the boundaries in his day to create great gospel music, choirs, and quartets. Talented vocalists have been singing these songs far beyond Dorsey's expectations. The method, dynamics, and power behind the songs are different, but God's message is delivered each and every time. Dorsey, who had once composed for and played piano behind blues giants Tampa Red and Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith, worked hard to develop this new music of his. And organizing an annual convention for gospel artists, touring with Martin to sell sheet music, and gradually overcoming the resistance of more conservative churches to what many of them considered sinful, worldly music. Combining the 16-bar structure and blues modes and rhythms with religious lyrics, Dorsey's compositions opened up possibilities for innovative singers such as Sister Rosetta Thorpe, who would apply their very individual talents to his songs while inspiring church members to shout, either to call out catchphrases or to add musical lines of their own in response to the singers. This looser style affected other black religious musical styles as well. The most popular groups in the 1930s were male quartets or small groups, such as the Golden Gate Quartet, who sang usually unaccompanied in jubilee style, mixing careful harmonies, melodious singing, playful syncopation, and sophisticated arrangements to produce a fresh, experimental style, far removed from the more somber hymn singing. These groups also absorbed popular sounds from pop groups, such as the Mills Brothers, and produced songs that mixed conventional religious themes, humor, and social and political commentary. They began to show more and more influence from gospel as they incorporated the new music into their repertoire. In the 1930s, gospel music of the Civil Rights Movement was referred to as the Black Gospel Period because this was the most prosperous era for gospel music. The message of many of the civil rights activists was supported by the message gospel music was putting forth. The Golden Age, from the 1940s to the 1950s, the new gospel music composed by Dorsey and others proved very important among quartets who began turning in a new direction. Groups such as the Dixie Hummingbirds, Pilgrim Travelers, Soul Stirrers, Swan Silverstones, Sensational Nightingales, and the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi introduced even more stylistic freedom to the close harmonies of Jubilee style, adding ad-libs and using repeated short phrases in the background to maintain a rhythmic base for the innovations of the lead singers. Melodically, gospel songs from this era were more diatonic and conjunct as the spirit leads the vocalist. The melodies would become more chromatic and disjunct, evoking pure spiritual emotion that was congruent with the accompanying body or musicians. Individual singers also stood out more as Jubilee turned to hard gospel, as soloists began to shout more and more, often in falsettas anchored by a prominent bass. Quartet singers combined both individual virtuoso performance and innovative harmonic and rhythmic invention what Ira Tucker Singer and Paul Orns of the Hummingbirds called trickeration that amplified both the emotional and the musical intensity of their songs. But by the 1940s, gospel music had expanded to members of all denominations, prompting black gospel artists to begin tours and become full-time musicians. In this venture, Sister Rosetta Thorpe became a pioneer, initially selling millions of records with her ability to drive audience into a stir by sliding and bending her pitch, as well as accompanying herself on steel guitar. In contrast, Mahalia Jackson used her dusty contralto voice to develop her gospel ballads, as well as favoring a more joyful approach to singing the gospel. At the same time the quartet groups were reaching their zenith in the 1940s and 1950s, a number of women singers were achieving stardom, such as Mahalia Jackson and Bessie Griffith were primary soloists, while others such as Clara Ward, Albertina Walker, the Caravans, the Davis Sisters, and Dorothy Love Coates sang in small groups. While some groups such as the Ward Singers employed the sort of theatrics and daring group dynamics that male quartet groups used, for the most part, women gospel singers relied instead on overpowering technique and dramatic personal witness to establish themselves. Roberta Martin in Chicago stood apart from all other women because of gospel singers in many respects. She led groups that featured both men and women singers, employed an understated style that did not stress individual virtuosity, and sponsored a number of individual artists such as Jane Cleveland, who went on to change the face of gospel in the decades that followed. So now I play for you a gospel medley. Enjoy.
Train is a mean train, this train.
Oh, sing high. the sky.
Thank you.
Continue our journey through history with a focus, and this will be our last week on this month. The focus will be on R&B, blues, and jazz music, hopefully inspiring you. I thank and appreciate you for taking the time to listen and participate in the sharing and this dance of redefining who we are and how our spirit stands, my soul. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. for a premiere dinner hour, where there is always something good on the menu and a great meal topic. Keep aching to live, keep moving, and keep dancing. And I'll talk to you next week. And I'm going to take you back out with the Fifth Jubilee Singer.
Brother, how you walk on the cross?